provide us. I mean, this is something that is extraordinarily difficult to even comprehend. The fact that we would have put the Taliban in a stronger position than they were 20 years ago when we went in, the fact that we'd have left them armed and made certainly the region much more dangerous now, if not the entire world, that's something that's very hard to square. And what we're seeing is a lot of equivocation, spinning. You know, people are trying to simply deflect. The Biden administration is not taking responsibility for this. I was very direct with Secretary Blinken today. Accountability is critical here. I appreciate it.
More rains tonight, thanks to the remains of Nicholas moving slowly across southwest Louisiana. Continues to overspread rains all across the state. The most heaviest concentrated amounts in the southern part. Flood watch continues in effect for our area through tomorrow. Off and on rains, heavy at times tonight and again throughout the day. Diminishing a bit late tomorrow, but still a good chance tomorrow night, but a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday to low 80s. Middle 80s with likely thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
At the water's edge, maritime. Our United States Merchant Marine has been our American flag, United States Merchant Marine. Has been under attack since World War II. Many things here in America have been under attack since World War II. World War II and World War I and the continuation therefrom in the Cold War were all psychological operations carried out upon the American Republic by the European royal states, the royal families of Europe that have never disappeared or gone away. They've always been there in the background, especially the Habsburgs. If you read Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, he lays out how the Habsburgs, remember Franz Ferdinand, the Roman Emperor's son, was assassinated by the Black Hand that started World War I. He was a Habsburg, of course. The Windsors are Habsburgs. The Bushes are Habsburgs. Obama is a Habsburg, and so is his wife, I guess, since he is. German, and I would say British German or British Yiddish German royal families. And all of these nation states have had for a very long time this dueling, I don't know if I want to say dichotomy, or this dueling systems of ideology of kingdoms, vice republics, operating within, throughout, just like in Rome. And the very same thing has happened and been going on, not just in the United States, but Britain, England, United Kingdom, what is now the wielding tetherball of the European Union, intent on gathering and slamming its tetherball head into and upon as a satellite, wrapping its arm around nations like the United States only to come in and step in. And I know all this sounds crazy, but add everything up and look at everything and peel back the layers of each of all of these onions, and you'll find the British, German, and I'm not talking about or talking against German people, even, British people, I am sorry, because they are subjects and they are part of this And we have people here in the United States that are part of this, like Joe Biden. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I just was filling out my recall, and I'm not talking Total Recall. I am talking Total Recall, but not the movie or the book. I think that was Philip K. Dick who wrote that. The book, the movie that Schwarzenegger was in, one of the ones that really, you know, Conan kind of put him on the minds of many. He's the one who's talking dirt to people out here in California and the world as a citizen of Austria, where Hitler was out of, who has, you know, his father wore the death head belt buckle on the cover of Times with his arm wrapped around Michael Bloomberg, who was knighted by the crown. And I can go on and on and on, and I have been going on and on and on and on about all of this, but history is repeating itself. All you need to do is step back, look more globally and less timely on what is and what has been going on. And they've done a stupendous job in incremental and in marching us towards what appears to be fascism or extreme capitalism or communism or socialism or whatever other ism you wish to describe. Only so you don't look at the one true top of the pecking order system that's called royalism, kings and queens and guillotines taking lives tonight, whether it be by medical tyranny or some other administrative kingly prerogative system of laws that our state constitutions and our federal constitutions were enacted to prohibit and avert, so that we would not have, like medieval Europe, a bunch of rulers who would make rules on what you could wear, how you could dress, whether it's a mask or a pair of panties, and rule and lord themselves over us under one continual and perpetual state of emergency about the salmon or water or, garbage. You know, look at what's happened in New Orleans over time with the various hurricanes and more. Katrina as a good example, and what happened to the Ninth Ward. What happened with BP and the event, or I'm sorry, what was it? Deepwater Horizon. That was British Petroleum. They came into the United States, used administrative law that they helped push in here into the United States against both our state and federal constitutions, running contrary completely, 180 degrees out from the separation of powers. We have a legislative that makes the law, Article 1 under federal, a executive or law enforcement that takes the laws as made by the legislature and enforces them and doesn't get to pick and choose and set policy on what's more important or whatever. It's supposed to enforce the law as by Congress, not set policy that's 180 degrees out from the law. That's not their right. It's not their duty. It's not their obligation. They're not supposed to be running courts. And if you look to Reed versus Covert, 1957, not 1956 when it was initially heard, but 57 when the same sitting of the same Supreme Court overturned itself and said, no, we're wrong. Because the Solicitor General at the time was an American at heart and, you know, born and bred, and believed in things like due process and what's right and wrong and more, advocated to the Attorney General, who both stepped in and repetitioned the Supreme Court, or petitioned the Supreme Court for a rehearing on Reed versus Covert from 1956, reheard it in 1957. And in that, a seminal case where it picked up from Ex Parte Milligan from the Civil War, from Posse Comitatus and more, where it made clear, abundantly clear, that we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts from under law enforcement, from under the executive branch. And that's what's been going on for decades, to where law enforcement is carrying on police commissions and setting rules that are then made into law using the Federal Reserve or the Federal Register. And the Federal Reserve system is another thing I want to talk about what the Federal Reserve of Atlanta has just done. We'll be right back. We're going to break. This is Eric Schein, Maritime Matters, WGSO AM 990. And I still could really use some help because I have been hammered. And I know people down in the South are really hurting because of the hurricane and stuff and Ida and all that. But we'll be right back after the break. My thoughts and prayers are with you all. I know this is probably one of the worst hurricanes that's hit the area, so God bless. And this is a shout out to all you people hammering and cleaning up and surviving. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on September 15th, it's the Soul Brass Band, and on September 22nd, Sam Price and the True Believers.
For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, Cam Edwards checks in at the Second Amendment Foundation. Former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne will join us, and he'll talk about what's going on in the Arizona election recount. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, The Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Sure sounds like it. Okay, so one of the things I was just doing was filling out my total recall of Gavin Newsom ballot in the affirmative of yes, I want him recalled. And I, for whatever reason, and part of it was Rose McGowan, and I watched a little video that she had done with I'm trying to think of his name. I'm running a little low on sleep, but Larry Elder. I put him in as he seems like the best you know, if Rose is advocating for him, and Rose seems to be pretty much a straight shooter and has really fought the whole thing and was one of the ones who really pushed the whole Harvey Weinstein and, you know, the good side of being woke. And we all realize that woke is like, you know, synthetic and not a real movement and whatever. But for people who are enlightened, I like that, like Rose appears to be, who was instrumental in having Harvey Weinstein taken down and out. She spoke on behalf of Larry Elder, which I give great weight to, and she spent a lot of time with him, and I've listened to him on the radio. And I don't care if you're black or white or brown or yellow or whatever, red. Okay, you know, maybe with some connotations there, like red Chinese, communist, socialist. I don't care, as long as you're competent and you're talking about the right things and you're talking about, you know, maintaining the nation state. Because these are not globalists, and people need to reframe, you know, forget socialism, forget communism. All of those are tools, they're mechanisms. Even capitalism is. All these isms, all these collectivisms, they're all weapons being used against us by the royal families, by the royalists, by the bankers who work hand in hand. It's a symbiotic relationship between the old world, old kind, old dynastic families that have been around for thousands of years, literally, who trace their bloodlines and get their rights and benefits by their bloodline and not by merit, by what they do. I mean, Newsom is a wreck. And I just talked to somebody who's a banker, a financial investor, who I've known for some time. And he's kind of one of these ones in Newport who, you know, believe, and this is not his belief, but other people in Newport that I've talked to, that we should have a parliament rather than a Congress. So really, and there's these old world and, you know, Cecil Rhodes, who started the Rhodes Scholarship that Bill Clinton benefited from, was an Anglophile. So even all the BLM, and that's why they've done this, and Antifa, they've captured the issues of fascism, of Anglophilia to an extent, to where we have, whether you want to call them white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and I'm not talking about just normal white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Joes and Janes. I'm talking about royal families. None of you can count. If you're listening to this, you can't count yourself as a member of the royal family. And one of the things that popped in my head that I've been wanting to throw out, and I'll throw out a couple more things, is the Fed Reserve. And I wanted to mention a woman named Nicole Lichtenstein, who was involved in all my affairs. And if you look at what Lichtenstein is and these families, they're part of the Habsburg dynasty that's throughout Europe. But the Atlanta Fed has just downgraded the gross domestic product of the United States by 41%. Do you realize what that, by even doing that and having the Atlanta Fed doing that, and not the central Fed, New York Fed doing that, and or, you know, choosing every word carefully and what they say and how they say it, they've come out and crashed the economy. Because they just said that everything that we believed in, and how well or not so well, yeah, the economy is doing, is the Atlanta Fed just came out and said, no, we're mistaken. We're only doing 60% of what we thought we were doing. I've got a caller, but I want to get to him in a minute, and I will. I'm trying to get some of these things out real quick. The other issue of Nicole Lichtenstein, I had a lot of these royalists, like Morgan, Archie Morgan, who's related to J.P. Morgan, who went to my academy. He was one of the central figures. He was the one who requested the Coast Guard to investigate me through the hearing process, even though this is disallowed. It is unlawful and illegal for them to do this. But they were a litigant a defendant in federal district court who requested one agency, which is now saying it's a branch of military and Homeland Security that it helped create, stepped upon my civil complaints, remember the First Amendment, right to redress, that were in federal district court, and to step on those and shut me up, they dragged me into a military tribunal, stripped me of my naval commission and my position as an officer of an American flag federal maritime officer in the United States Merchant Marine, and prosecuted me and kept me within a military tribunal system. And even the appeal where the Ninth Circuit ruled that the Coast Guard could do this and use upon me as a civilian, as an identified civilian, an alleged civilian by a branch of military I'm not in, and that one that's not supposed to be a branch of military. So I know this all sounds crazy, but with everything going on, maybe you're starting to see that, oh, no, this guy's telling the gospel truth, and he's trying to get word out and warn and inform, and has been at his own expense in every way, shape, and form, professionally, financially, spiritually, emotionally, you name it, physically, to warn and inform and tell the American people who is doing this, what they're doing, why they're doing it, that most of the central players are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, a British aristocracy organization, a secret society that has at its sole goal and intent to take back and reclaim the United States as the lost colony to the British Empire. I know this sounds like science fiction. You can laugh like the guy just tried to inform the financial advisor or whatever. He's a Democrat. He's just, you know, voting per, doesn't care about information, won't even look up or won't listen to me, and just kind of, you know, minimize, yeah, whatever, and gives me dirty looks and blah, blah, blah. And we're friends, but he doesn't want to listen to the truth. He doesn't want to hear that the whole, and the Republican Party was partly the same with Paul Ryan and more, where the Crown has worked hard to take over both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. They've been more successful with the Democrats for whatever reason. Trump was the big hiccup, and I think Trump has a lot of faults and needs help from us, we the people, because we are the last arbiter over our own government. And I hope anything of what I'm saying makes sense to somebody out there other than just Cajun Buccaneer, who's on the line. Cajun, are you there? Hello.
Hello, yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
I can, and so can they.
Great, listen.
And when I say they, I mean our audience.
All right, listen up. I really believe with all my heart and soul that these secret societies, these New World Order people, they're behind the scamdemic. They're behind the planned Nazi genocide of the world so they can control the few people that still are left behind. Now they're trying to force us, the employed people, the employees, they're trying to force us to take mandatory vaccinations and also wear a mask and stand 6 feet from each other. Brother and sister.
Yep, yep. Can you hold on? Cajun, sure. Cajun, wait, we're going to break. You hear the music?
Sure.
Sure. Hold on, and we'll come back to you right after the break. We're going to break. This is WGSO AM 990 Maritime Matters. We got Cajun Buccaneer on the line right now, a regular caller and listener to WGSO in general and my program, Maritime Matters.
Across the A great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are, there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are, you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The storm named Nicholas, a Category 1 hurricane when it hit the Texas coast, now downgraded to a tropical storm, but still expected to drop huge amounts of rain across Louisiana for the next couple of days. Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Tony Mancuso says the National Guard is standing by for rescues should they be needed, and other first responders are also ready.
But your law enforcement, your fire, those protection agencies are going to be here for you, and we're going to come get you should that happen.
Calcasieu is asking motorists please stay off the roadways now through Wednesday evening. Did you have to buy a generator because of Hurricane Ida? How about a chainsaw? FEMA is offering up to $800 reimbursable for either with some restrictions. Spokesman Nate Cutter.
It has to have been purchased because your electrical service was disrupted as a result of the disaster.
That's Nate Custer with FEMA. This is for purchases made between August 25th and September 25th. For details, disaster assistance. .gov. This is LRN.
I wanted my job.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my my newborn child and my at-risk wife.
I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
I talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
Hey there, what are you doing today? Would whatever it is be easier with faster, more reliable home internet? If you said yes, we have good news. Viasat offers high-speed satellite internet wherever you live, even if cable providers don't go there. So you can get online today and tomorrow. Go to viasat.com/internet now and save up to $150 on select home plans. That's viasat.com/internet now. Minimum 24-month service term. Service is not available in all areas. See viasat.com for additional terms and conditions.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
I'm crunching ice, baby. Yeah. WGSO AM 990. The Great Reset. Yeah. The World Economic Forum. The New World Order. It is about a system of one world government under an earthly king. Remember the Roman Senate. Okay, the music's still killing me here. Ronald. Buddy. Thanks, man. The Roman Senate could deify by a vote and turn the emperor into a god. And these people look at that and are part of that and are familial extensions, families that, you know, look to and honor and love and adore what went on in ancient Rome and want to do it again. But many of these families actually can trace their lineage back and through Roman Britain, Roman German Britain, if not Roman German or Germanic. And I'm not talking, you know, whatever about German people, because there's a lot of good German people out there. And in fact, I'm actually requesting that any good Germanic people know and understand and bring forth their true history and what went on. I mean, even with Hitler, and Hitler was not a good egg, it was the British German aristocracy or royal families and their kin or families, like the Saxe Coburg Gotha, which is Windsor, who are married into and part of the Habsburg family, as are the Bushes, and is Obama. Obama's mom was Anne Dunham, white, Anglo, old German, British royal family, part of the lineal extension therefrom. I mean, it's even from his tail, Obama's tail, and you see what he's doing. He's married himself in this whole Newsom recall thing with Clinton's. I mean, if Jeffrey Epstein was alive, he would be out here in California advocating for Gavin Newsom, because he's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, or was, much like Joe Biden. And that's why Joe Biden is advocating for Newsom, because he's a member of a British organization, a secret society that John F. Kennedy, bless his soul, and not just because he's Irish, because I think he was a Fremen, a believer in a republic that is of, by, and for the people. I believe he was taken out because he wasn't behaving as well as his handler, Joe Kennedy, was hoping for. Kennedy was the not only the first head of the SEC, as named by Roosevelt. Roosevelt was a big part of this. You know, 3,700 executive orders. I mean, yeah, okay, sure, he served into four terms. And, oh, yeah, I was in the middle of a world war. But that's excessive. That's crazy excessive, because at some point, you know, they look at Washington and say, oh, he did executive orders. No, not even close. He wasn't making law. He was actually putting out a request for the various department heads to turn in reports to him and tell him what's going on. That's normal. That's customary. That's administrative. That's not taking stuff from the American people by executive caveat, where the law enforcement is issuing laws or rules or policy. That's not how it works in a free republic. Let me go back to Cajun. Cajun, you were talking about and coming to the final conclusion that it's these secret societies that are, and I would point out not just the Council on Foreign Relations, but Skull and Bones, Kerry and Bush. Cajun, you still there? Hello, Cajun.
Yeah, listen, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, I was talking about the secret societies that you had mentioned.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes. Yeah, listen, these secret societies are behind the planned scamdemic. This vampire vaccination is actually an experimental injection, and they're using it to control
it's not a vaccine.
And destroy America. Yes, the vaccine. They listen to this. The only people that would be exempt from taking the vaccination are illegal aliens, Afghanistan people, and unemployed people.
They're postal workers who are more exposed than anyone to it all across the board, they're getting an exemption. It's all of this is being done because it's illogical. They want to drive you crazy. It's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did with me, where they prosecuted me upon the death of my father for quote unquote being depressed, tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh, seized medical records, made stuff up. They even said that I said, and I never said this, that evil spirits possessed me at times.
Yeah, well, they're trying to set you up. They're trying to make us look like we're crazy when they're the ones that's crazy. The truth is that these people are evil, psychopathic nuts. They're murderers.
Sociopaths.
They're crazy. I'm telling you, they're mentally ill, dangerous murderers, and they'll do anything and everything they can to get what they want. And I tell you what, they want to destroy.
No, but they also, wait, real quick. They also empower other people who have no clue. And they use the Peter principle inversely and perversely to intentionally promote people way above their level of incompetence to carry on incompetence intentionally to take down the Republic from within.
Well, something needs to be done. We need to get somebody in the Supreme Court to issue a stay of execution on this illegal, you know, executive order.
Every single issue. This must be confronted in the courts. This must be confronted in the streets. This must be confronted. Look at the Secretary of Defense. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Lloyd Austin. How is that allowable? Get people to know, educate other people on what the Council on Foreign Relations really is and who all the members are, like Jeffrey Epstein and Hillary Clinton.
They're some of our worst enemies. This council you're talking about, they're some of our worst enemies on the planet Earth today. They're working together with all the other organizations to alter
and those who have been knighted, and those who have been knighted, like Ronald Reagan and many others. And people don't want to believe that. Oh, he was such a good president. No, he wasn't. You're just told that he was, so you just parrot that. That's all you do. Do some research and find out. No, he wasn't. And anyone who would accept being knighted does not know enough about our founders and what they fought against and for to accept being knighted in any way, shape, or form.
Brothers, this is Nazi genocide. We can't let them do this to our country. We need to pressure all of our elected representatives and take this all the way to the streets, to the Supreme Court.
Well, and circle the wagon around people like me. Dude, I've been through hell and back to warn and inform and give people this information and tell them exactly. This is not coming from China. China is a puppet state that is being run by the British German royal crown. They've taken over Europe. It has fallen completely. England, Britain has branched off. It is a false separation, and it is only intended to be some kind of a satellite separate and apart from the European Union as run and owned and controlled by the Habsburgs in Germany so that England may do what it's done before and continue to wrap its arm around us as if it's our friend so it can only stab us in the back. One of the oldest tricks in the book.
This scandemic is a bioweapon. This so-called experimental injection, vaccination, assassination is a bioweapon. They use it on America. This is modern-day germ warfare. Don't let them stick all kinds of germs into your body through an inoculation. Don't let them peer pressure you. Don't be afraid. Don't be bewildered. Don't be bewitched. Brothers, sisters, let's fight a member single way we can. If your job fires you, better take a vaccine, sue them. Yes.
I hear you. And this needs to be confronted on all fronts. Because they're trying to take down the Republic from within. And they've done this many times before throughout history. My own situation is a prime example where they've used a branch of military and military law from a branch of military that's not in the Department of Defense. It's not supposed to be a branch of military to prosecute me in a military tribunal on how I feel about them stepping on my right to redress, my First Amendment rights and being in court. against federal players, where we have a right to action under the Suits and Admiralty Act as a American flag federal maritime officer to get into the courts and redress, to where they're forcing everything and through these systems of exhaustion to where you must exhaust your law enforcement administrative remedies somehow before you can earn your right to get into court. It's total BS.
Hey,
stay on the line, Cajuns. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
I will.
We're going to break. You hear the music. We'll be right back.
Yes.
504-556-9696. Going into the last leg, we got Cajun on the line. This is WGSO AM 990 Maritime Matters. Eric Schein. We'll be right back, people. It's upon you. Step forward, everyone, now.
Party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
This is Tony Peppers, host of Tea is for Tony, airing every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking about all the hot events happening around the world with a refreshing perspective. Be sure to tune in, WGSO.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Doing ice, baby. All right. Now, these secret societies, John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States, and even Trump, John F. Kennedy paid for it with his life. The head, the president, our chief executive, the head of the law enforcement, Article II branch of government, fired Alan Dulles, who was also the president of the Council on Foreign Relations while he was serving as the head of the CIA. He basically was an extension of the program the Roman Catholic Church played on America with the paperclip and funneling Nazis into the United States. All of this is an extension of, I mean, the Nazis that took down Germany were not part of Germany. They were part of the British German crown. They're agents of, who basically did in Germany and set up and put Hitler in power in place, just like they did with the three Napoleons in France. They're brilliant. They're sinister, but they're insidiously brilliant on carrying out these plans. They've been doing it for thousands of years. They're well practiced at this. They've been carrying on here in the United States for some time, and building and creating institutions like the Federal Reserve or the Federal Administrative Procedure Act that married all three of the great powers together to take down the United States eventually over time. And they're there. We're not an active functioning republic anymore. We are in grave danger of China coming in. Not only has Canada, a part of the British Empire, been actively training military personnel from China in Canada. China is going towards Alaska, going after the oil, which is a preemptive move, going after the most, some of the most, you know, they have their own, but they're going after ours and claim them as their own. Oil fields and oil in Alaska, first and foremost, as we go for the South China Sea, instead of protecting our assets in Alaska, stronger than they are. This is about to light up like you would not believe, and they're going to crash the economy. We're going to go to war, et cetera. Does anybody not remember what happened in Iraq and civilians going over as human shields to try to prevent the Bush dynasty from starting this all because of 9/11? Dick Cheney is the one who set up, was the core character figure or figure in 9/11. This was carried out by him as the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, much like Alan Dulles was as head of the CIA that Kennedy fired, where Cheney was the real architect. Cheney was the one who set up and carried out 9/11 from within on behalf of his British Anglophile lords and masters. And I don't, you know, I'm Portuguese and I'm Irish, so I don't know if that really counts as a quote unquote Anglophile. Or anything close. I think it's more white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, but Cheney's one of them. And forget about race, forget about ethnicity, forget about religion. It's those who believe in kingdoms rather than republics. It's those who believe in kings and queens and derive their benefits from who they know or who they're related to rather than what they know and what they do. Acta non verba, which was a motto of my academy, deeds, not words. And I've tried to carry that forward. But man, I really need help big time. Let me go back to Cajun real quick.
Eric, you're doing a great job of describing the enemy. Let me say this again. You're doing a great job of describing the enemy. And one more time, you're doing a fantastic, exquisite job of describing who our enemy is. And the Bible does say to know your enemy. How can you defend yourself?
Amen. Sun Tzu says that. You have to know your enemy.
You don't know what he is.
Everybody's pointing at China, 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 China. China is a tool of the British-German crown.
Exactly. The secret societies are behind all of this stuff right here. They're forcing a new world order upon all of us, and they're not going to stop. They're mentally ill, dangerous psychopaths. So we have to.
Well, no, and I'm glad you brought that up real quick. Just like you know what dyslexia is, right?
Yes.
When you see things backwards. Like not necessarily upside down. Like if your mind actually, and I think this is all part of it, is that your mind actually looks at something and your eyes see it one way, which is actually upside down, and your mind corrects it. And I believe that is tied to where certain people see good as good and certain people see evil as good. Or good as evil.
Exactly. The Bible says that. They think evil is good and good is evil. They believe that it's a...
But I believe it's something physically wrong with these people where they're defective and they don't know it. They don't see it. We can. And it is upon us to erase humanity's genome of these people before we get off the planet because they are no good. They want to lord themselves over everyone else. Rather than having a true democratic republic where we all have or can have input.
Bill Gates is a modern day Nazi. So is Dr. Fauci. These people, They're modern-day Nazis. They're modern-day doctors. These people are evil and dangerous. Their solution to the problem is that first you don't just see lie, and lie again. High-tech, normal high-tech.
Goebbels,
and
Goebbels.
And they're using fear to tie us down. They're using fear to tie us down. Instead of ropes and straps like the Nazis did, they're using fear and baloney regulations to tie us down. We need to pressure all the courts and fight them. If you suffer,
well, but as a perfect example, I could really, I'm out there, I'm telling people, I need some help, man. I've been tortured to where they had me in a military tribunal and prosecuted me as a civilian in a military tribunal by a branch that's not even supposed to be a branch of military. I need people to wake up to the Coast Guard, because it is a great and grave and growing threat, to where they're saying they're a branch of military in Homeland Security, that they're a branch of military in Homeland Security that doesn't fall under the same military law that the rest of the branches of military do, that it can carry on civilian law enforcement. That is not our country. That is not our way. We fought this battle a long time, and we do not use our own military that's supposed to be for defense against our own people. And that's what's going on.
No, I don't.
I don't know where you're getting that from.
Yeah, we need to stop what's happening, or there won't be anybody left to help anybody anymore.
Exactly. You know, like Pastor Dr. Martin Niemöller. I stood up against these guys on my own. I had no choice. They wanted me to go postal or go suicidal, and they tried to set up the situation to do that, and I knew exactly what they were doing, so I basically had to just let them do what they were doing and try to warn people and inform them and tell them, look, it's people like Ted Olson, who was former Solicitor General under George W. Bush. It was George W. Bush who, under his administration, they brought charges against me in a military tribunal in 2003, and then they actually carried out the military tribunal under Biden and Obama's administration.
You were set up in it. It's a travesty of justice. They go after the heroes. They don't go after the zeros. They go after the heroes. That's right. In fact, they want to promote the zeros to push their cause upon all of us. Brothers, sisters, they use the opposite of the truth every single time, and they're going to keep doing it. They're mentally ill, dangerous psychopaths. Study your Bible and know your enemy. Don't vaccinate. Don't mask up. Don't submit to these people. Do not be a slave. To me, vaccination is obscene. When I see it on TV constantly, on the radio constantly, then people give me...
Dude, we have a lottery out here in California where if you get vaccinated, you get a chance to enter the lottery. It's like, what?
You know, they want you to commit suicide. That way they can get rid of you with the least amount of problem. They want to get rid of all of us. That was, the vaccinations are designed to kill us slowly but surely.
And dude, Homeland Security and the Coast Guard accused me of being suicidal. And they used the DSM-4 or DSM-5 Diagnostic and Statistics Manual as evidence against me, when it's just a freaking manual. And they just quoted from it themselves as if they were a doctor diagnosing me somehow. In a military tribunal, they brought in their own chief medical officer from the Coast Guard to testify against me, who had never examined me, didn't know anything about me.
The vaccine turns you into a super spreader so they can make more money. That's what they do. And vaccinate you so you can be a super spreader, so you can vaccinate more people.
Well, yeah, God bless, Cajun. We're out of here, people. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Maritime Matters.
From the Puka Ray to Funchal Square, things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning